To bring in the champion, ladies and gentlemen, here he is in the white corner, ready to do battle with Mother Nature, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I don't know how that theme fit in, but you must have been talking about something.
I watched last night the fight, two fights that Muhammad Ali had against Sonny Liston back when he was Cassius Clay. And for some reason, that popped into my mind, you battling the weather and Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the political battle between our president and Joe Biden.
I don't know. No.
You stay away from that stuff.
I don't stay away from it, but I'm not. There's so much of it now on the radio that and in the TV. And everybody knows how I feel about our president, and I don't have to hide it, right? I don't have to bring it up.
Yeah.
They see me and they all if whether I'm wearing a hat or not, it's an anti-Trump hat. Everybody knows that I don't like Donald Trump. But let us move on because I had to put the air conditioners on yesterday afternoon.
What did you have?
I had to put one of the air conditioners on at the house.
Oh, yeah. It's humid. There's no doubt about it.
And it got humid in the afternoon. That's it. Just all of a sudden, I was sitting there and I said, at the computer doing some work, I said, Jesus, it's humid in here.
Yeah, and today will be even more humid and partly sunny, 80 to 85.
Yay, baby. Yay.
Cloudy tonight, low 60s. Hazy on Thursday, a chance of showers. They are not going to be all day. They'll be here and there, 75 to 80. We'll have showers and a thunderstorm Friday, 80. And then on Saturday, I'm thinking any showers in the morning will give way to afternoon clearing, 70 to 75. Your Sunday will be near 70. And on Monday, you may not get out of the 60s with a Canadian air mass coming in just in time for June 1st.
Yeah, but it'll be sunny, right?
No. Sorry. It'll start with sun. The clouds will come in. Could even be a couple of showers Monday afternoon. Up in the higher elevations of the green and white mountains, there could even be some snow showers.
But we don't have to worry about that here. Right?
No. So it'll be, and it's only a day or two. That's it.
All right.
Of the cool weather, and then that will quickly modify next week.
All right. Now, how do you feel about the fact that the reports have come out that all these COVID-19 tests are at best 50-50?
I know. Remember what my doctor said. He said that he had two patients who were on ventilators who pulled through, and they gave them the antibody test following that, and they came out negative. He said, so how could that be? He said, how could it be? Either the tests are just not good, or the virus is smart enough not to leave any antibodies in the body, which is more troublesome than anything else. But there's no answers to that. And he told me, he said, you could take that test. He said, but I'm telling you right now, 90% chance you're going to come back negative. He said, so you're not going to be any better off than you are now. In other words, you still really don't know whether or not you had the virus.
But you feel a little better, you feel a little better to face the day and face those mice up in the cabin.
Well, yeah, thank God that, you know, that seems to be over. Now, they sent me a picture yesterday of another side done. Of the cabin. So it's three sides. So they have one side left, and then they have to do some rerouting of the steps going into the porch. So hopefully it'll be all done by the end of the week. So far the weather's been cooperating, and they've been able to, you know, to work outside. So we could be just like the reopening of New York State. We could be on the road to reopening the lake house.
This is the time for you to sell it, though. What did you pay for it when you first got it?
$1,000.
And how much have you put into it over the years, you think?
$5,000, $10,000? No. Well, it cost me $32,000 to buy the land, because initially the land was leased.
Okay.
So 32 to buy the land. I would say I put in between now and then, I would say 32. Let's say 52.
All together.
I put in, that's what I would say. I put in about 52,000 with the land. And you figure 1,000 I paid for is 53. I'm thinking right now that I could easily sell that place for 80 to 85.
I was going to say you could list it at like $90,000 and sell it probably fairly quick at $85,000.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
That's not a bad investment though over the years, a $30-some-thousand return.
No, and considering all the fun.
Yeah.
That was had, you know, I mean, all the movies. You know, the movies, if it wasn't for that lake house, we wouldn't have never, ever been doing movies each year.
And, you know, it's not like an investment that just sits there and you don't see it. You're right. You get to use it every year. You get to have fun.
Yeah.
Make memories.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Yeah. That's not too bad.
No, so it's not bad at all. And I'm assuming if they ever come to their senses up there and bring an electric.
Well, then the price goes way up.
If you remember with that electric issue, yeah. Oh, if we bring in electric, our taxes will go up. Yeah, your taxes will go up, but so will your assessed valuation.
Yeah.
You know, I told you prior to this quote administration of the lake.
Yeah.
I'm very, very close with the treasurer who passed away since, but she told me how many offers she would get from developers in the mail, because all of the association's business goes to the treasurer, you know, mail-wise. They use the treasurer's address as the, quote, corporate office. And she said, and every time she brought it up to the offices, they said, rip it up and get rid of it. They never wanted to tell the membership that there were people interested in buying the lake.
Yeah.
They just never did. So they buried all of that. And I think that, you know, sooner or later, you're going to wind up having a developer come in and make it an offer. I mean, he's going to have to make a huge, substantial offer. Think about it. 100 cabins.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. But a developer has the resources and funds to improve it and to advertise it and to get more people and to build more lots.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, just think about it. Even if he came in and he said, you know, okay, I'm going to make them all an offer that they can't refuse, and he buys all of us out, he comes in there, he bulldozes every cabin, every single cabin. He puts in sewage, he puts in electric, and he builds beautiful townhouses all around this lake.
Yeah.
I mean, what would be better?
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know if that's going to happen now.
Oh, happen sooner or later.
With the economy, you know.
No, and also people don't want to be on boards and stuff like that. Sooner or later, to get rid of the hassle, that's what's going to happen. Sooner or later.
I think you're right. Yeah. I definitely think you're right. But in the meantime, the way I look at it, I needed to do this.
Yeah.
Number one, for my mind, you know, to know that I basically quote mouse-proof my cabin as best as possible. And it's not going to, like you said, it's not going to hurt, because if anything, it's just going to bring the price of the cabin up because it's all done.
Yeah. And no matter what happens in the future, when somebody buys you out, they're going to overpay just to get the land. They are, you know, it's just the way it goes. Well, that's good. Well, the National Guard is expected to come to the radio station today and drop off our free masks, face coverings that are the good face coverings, because we're an essential business, and the National Guard is just great. They set up that field hospital here, Pat, in basically 9 hours. They took it down to store it in very quickly, and it's stored at the Sharon Hospital site in case it's needed again in the future. But these people that serve in the National Guard and...
There's no price tag on that.
What's amazing about them is it used to be, okay, you know, you're in the National Guard, and yeah. Well, now the National Guard fights in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, the National Guard is out there. So when you look at these folks from the National Guard when they come into town, tip the cap to them and say thank you for your service, because not only do they guard Connecticut and work for the safety of Connecticut, they are also on call to always go around the world as well. So they really deserve a tip of the cap.
So. Yes, and you're right. And on another note, would you put on your a hunting suit and go find that escaped killer that flew from Connecticut through Pennsylvania? They can't find him.
They'll find him sooner or later.
You know what I'm nervous about, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hope he doesn't find my lake.
Yeah, finds a cabin. Finds Pat's cabin.
Thank you.
Says, look at this. Hey, they just finished fixing it up, and there's no mice. I'm going in
and
here.
And there's no mice.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it, Marshall.
Take care. Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast on Robin Hood Radio.